Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Yeah, I gotta get to Fenway. Maybe our next guest can hook me up. Tim Curtin of ESPN. Talk a little playoff
Tim,
baseball.
You know a guy.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm well, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well.
Just talking old ballparks. We were talking about Dodger Stadium and how it looks during the playoffs, during a day game, and I was saying if I close my eyes, I can think of the Cardinals and the Dodgers of the 80s or the Astros. It still looks the same as it did during the 80s when you think about the way the sun hits the stadium and the shadows during October. It's pretty cool.
It's great. It's the third oldest stadium in the major leagues after Fenway Park and Wrigley Field, yep. And it still looks great. They've done some pretty good work on it, of course, over the years, but thought that it's been around this long and is still a great place to watch a game and is still in pristine condition in a lot of ways. Really impressive.
Did some pretty good work on it. That's something you could say about a lot of things in L.A., Tim.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no doubt.
Good point.
Let me ask you about the Red Sox lineup, because when they got Schwarber at the trade deadline, I thought, you know, that's a pretty good pickup by them. Then he was hurt and didn't play, and then he came back, and it wasn't one of the marquee pickups, but it was a pretty good one. And now I look at it and go, you know what, that may have been the most important pickup come trade deadline time, because that was still a good lineup. But adding him into it at that leadoff spot just seems to make it way better than one person should make a lineup.
Yeah, and let's not forget how many home runs he hit this year. And let's not forget he had 16 homers in an 18-game span this summer. I mean, he's been a really good hitter for a long time. But he's hit under 200, but he's got his swing back now. He's got his power stroke back. And he's precisely what they needed. And I just remember we're all kind of chuckling, like, he can't play first base. He's not very good over there. But he's been exactly what they needed, another power bat and a great personality for the clubhouse who fits in perfectly with a bunch of other personalities on that team. And Alex Cora, the manager, is just brilliant at assimilating everything he needs to make the team better. And he just found a place for Kyle Schwarber, whether it was outfield, first base, DH, whatever, as long as he's in the lineup. And they flipped him into the leadoff spot and said, just hit a homer to start the game once in a while. And he's done that.
You know, it's incredible, too. I mean, Boston's so good at home. They're hitting the ball up and down that lineup. They got power. Kiki Hernandez is just absolutely in fuego right now. You mentioned Cora. Cora, Tim, is 17-5 as a manager in the postseason. Those are incredible numbers. But, Tim, to me, it's interesting that if you talk baseball with people, they'll say, oh, you know, when it gets to October, it's pitching, pitching, pitching. The Red Sox are throwing Nick Pivetta tonight. They threw Eduardo Rodriguez last night. Sale's a shadow of what he used to be. They just rake. They bludgeon you offensively. And, you know, there's more than one way to win.
Absolutely. In their last six games, they've scored 51 runs. That's pretty darn impressive. They're the only team ever to be up to score 9 runs in the first 4 innings of back-to-back postseason games. In 8 postseason games, they have a total of 20 homers, which ties the record done once previously for most home runs in the first 8 games of any postseason. And the Red Sox record for homers in any postseason is 20, and the Red Sox are already at 20, and we haven't even gotten to game four of the ALCS. So this team is crushing it. The Astros are helping them because their pitching is so banged up right now. I don't know how they're going to get enough outs to win the series. But never forget, the Red Sox in that ballpark are a very dangerous team virtually any night.
As an Astros fan, I am both amazed and repulsed by those Red Sox numbers and what they're doing. Because it is amazing, but then you're just like, oh, man, the Astros are throwing up some pretty banged-up pitching, as you mentioned. Tim Kirchen of ESPN joining us here on KNBR, KNBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader, a Cumulus Media station. Jump over here to the NLCS. No matter what happens in this game, there are going to be a lot of people who are looking at the Braves and going to be surprised by what they've been able to accomplish so far against the Dodgers. But if you've really been paying attention, you shouldn't be surprised. The Dodgers are a good team, but this Braves outfit, even with the injury that Acuna suffered, they've been able to get some guys in, and it's a really, really good outfit they've got out there right now. But they've been good all year.
Yeah, they have. Well, actually, they were under 500. This is amazing. For 126 days this year, the last team to win the division that many days under 500 were the 89 Blue Jays. However, They have the best record in baseball since the trade deadline, and that's not a coincidence because they picked up four outfielders. No team's ever acquired four outfielders at the same trade deadline, and all four of them have been very productive at times, mm-hmm. and their pitching right now is the difference between this year and last year. If you remember, they had to kind of fake it games 3 and 4 against the Dodgers last year in the NLCS. Well, now they have three pitchers, Morton, Fried, and Ian Anderson, who are way, way, way above average major league pitchers, and that's the big difference. Plus, they hit the ball out of the ballpark, and maybe there's something magical going on in Atlanta, because I did that Braves-Brewer series, and there's some really interesting things happen there, as they did in the first two games of the NLCS.
What do you think gave them the hope that if they go out there and acquire players at the trade deadline, they could get back in this thing and make a real run at it? Because a lot of people were thinking, well, the Braves are going to sell. I'm not sure what they're doing, going to get Peterson, then they get Soler, then they get Rosario. It's like, I'm not sure what they're doing. And then they just got on an incredible streak toward the end of the season where they just refused to lose. But what do you think gave them that belief? Was it the weak NL East possibly? They thought, hey, let's go for it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I mean, they looked around and saw the people they acquired, and they saw that Max Fried was starting to throw really well and that they had the makings of a really good rotation. But they looked around and said, we can't give up now. The Phillies aren't very good. The Mets aren't very good. The Nationals and Marlins are out of this. We have every right to win this division. We got to go for it. And they did more than that. Alex Anthopoulos, their GM, is a really aggressive guy. He's always looking to make the team better. But he went way above where I thought they would go getting the players that they did. And they added Richard Rodriguez down the stretch as a reliever. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did some really good things, not like what the Dodgers did, but pretty darned impressive what they did at the trade deadline.
Tim, of course, Giants fans kind of divided here. Obviously, they love the season that they just had, 107 wins, and they don't love watching the Dodgers in the NLCS. But we talked about it. This is exciting times for the Giants going forward. With Farhan, with Gabe Kapler, they're pretty set. They got a lot of money to spend. Should be a good offseason. Who do you think? It sounds like they may not bring back Chris Bryant. They may not be able to bring back Kevin Gausman. How coveted do you think those two free agents will be? Is there a team or two that you could see going after either one of those guys? Because I think Posey's coming back. I think Belt's coming back. I don't know about Bryant. I don't know about Gausman.
Yeah, and that's what the offseason is all about. When GMs earn a lot of their money, are we going to keep this guy or are we going to let him go? Look, the Mets need a third baseman badly. Chris Bryant would fit in perfectly there. He would fit in a lot of places, especially given how versatile he is. Mm-hmm. Kevin Gausman was a Cy Young contender for most of the season and had a terrific year, no matter how you look at it. I'm not sure how they could justify not bringing him back, but all sorts of teams are going to be interested in him because when he throws that split properly, nobody can hit that pitch. So those would be two big losses for this team, obviously. And they have some money that they could spend to maybe fill in, but I would do everything I could to sign both of those guys. But again, not my money, it's the Giants' money.
The baseball knowledge of Tim Kirchen on full display here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. He is so nice enough to give some of his time here on the Sports Leader. Will there be a work stoppage due to the labor agreement that the players and the owners have to hammer out? And within the agreement, are we going to get a universal DH? And what about expanded playoffs? Is that a possibility here in the very near future?
Yeah, now we're all guessing here. Sure. And, you know, note my hesitation. I think we're going to find a way to get this deal done because there's so much money to be lost if they don't. I mean, the two sides are pretty far apart, but apparently they're working a little bit better than maybe some people thought. At least that's what I'm told. Commissioner seems relatively confident that we'll have something done in time, and let's hope so. And I think the whole industry recognizes, and I hate to say this, that, you know, baseball isn't popular like it used to be. It's fallen way behind football and basketball and maybe even hockey on some levels. And this is not the time for a strike, a work stoppage of any kind. I think everyone recognizes that. So my guess is they're going to get this thing done one way or another. I'm not sure how, frankly. And I also think the DH will be universal next year, which I think is a good idea, although I would be in favor of just letting the pitchers bat, just as long as we have the same rules in each league. And as for expanded playoffs, there is so much money to be made by expanded playoffs. My guess is we will have expanded playoffs next year. And frankly, I think that's a mistake. I think the really cool part about the last week of this season was that there were only five playoff teams per league, and that final day was tremendous, and it wouldn't have been nearly as good if we had eight playoff teams per league.
Yeah. As an Angel fan, Tim, I really want to see one league have the DH and one league not, because that'll be half the league that Ohtani probably won't go to. So that's where I'm coming from.
that's a good point, and we should build everything around that guy because he had such a spectacular year. We need to see him at his finest every single day. So whatever rules apply should apply directly to Ohtani.
As I've said, Tim, as an Angel fan, basically over the last 4 or 5 years, what we've gotten is highlights of great Trout plays and Ohtani plays, and then a score. And the Angels lose 7-4, and then they just move on. That's pretty much the story of the L.A. Angels. But really, what I wanted to ask you was the Tampa Bay Rays. I've said we could do 2-3 hours on what makes them tick and how they've been able to not just compete, but dominate a division that includes the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Dodgers have probably done it as well as anybody, combining money and analytics. Is that tough for some teams? Because I think the Giants are going to be on that track, because with the analytics they showed this year, they can win with not named players. But they're also, they can be big spenders too. Is that tough sometimes for teams to say, we want to go with this, but we also have the money to spend on this? I'm just wondering how fine a line that is for them to balance that.
Well, it's really tricky. And if you remember, the Dodgers walked that line very closely with Andrew Friedman from the Rays, mm-hmm. who had this small market mentality to him that let's build it the right way, not let's spend every dime. But then when it came time to go make the big moves, they did. So he's using the money he has, but it's a tricky spot. And what the way the Rays have done this is just remarkable, and everyone should be paying attention. But they just draft and develop better than anyone. Mm-hmm. And what they do is, the way Kevin Catch uses that roster, their 25th man is better than anyone else's 25th man. Their 20 through 25 are better than anyone else's, because all those guys play, all those guys contribute, and they're all put in a spot that makes them as productive as they can be. And it's much the same on how the Giants yep. played this year, mm-hmm. with all the different lineups and very little star power, at least at some points during the season. But they always had the right hitter at the plate for the right matchup and the right pitcher on the mound for the right matchup.
You know, it should be an incredible offseason. Two things I'm keeping my eye on. One is, you know, it sounds like the Giants want Buster back, and that's not a surprise. Hopefully he doesn't want to retire. They got an incredible backup in Casale. They were great this year with Casale. So that means that Joey Bart potentially could be a very attractive trade piece in the marketplace this offseason. What teams in the big leagues are going to be, you know, all in on trading for a catcher this offseason? And then what do you think of Marcus Semien coming back to the Bay Area and maybe playing a little third base for the Giants?
Well, Semien had a great year. He, I believe, will finish in the top three of the MVP voting in the American League. And the way he adapted from shortstop to second base was remarkable. I think he can play third base. I think he can play anywhere. And I think wherever he goes, he's going to hit. So, yes, that seems to make some sense. The Blue Jays, for me at least, really need to bring him back if they're interested in being good long term. But Semien's going to get a ton of money. It's going to be fascinating to see where he goes and his flexibility and his versatility. Now he's a shortstop and a second baseman. That's really going to help his cause.
Tim, thank you for the time and the insight. Both are greatly appreciated. Have yourself a fantastic offseason, whether that happens for you. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk next year right around spring training, get a Giants preview from you.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim Kirchen. Bye. ESPN.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.